This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. If you aren't using a web conferencing tool or the service you use is clunky, why not use GoToMeeting.com? It lets people come together globally. You can basically meet online to demonstrate, collaborate, or do business. It's brought to you by Citrix, my favorite. Easy to use, you turn a call into an instant online meeting with just one click. It's the most affordable. You can have as many online meetings as you want for $49 a month, and it's completely secure. We've used GoToMeeting.com, and once you use it, you'll realize you've been wasting time your entire life. My listeners can try it free for a month. GoToMeeting.com, unlimited online meetings free for this special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, type in the promo code Colin. Easy to use, $49 a month, and absolutely secure. Why waste time traveling? Go online, click GoToMeeting.com.
When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead. True story.
We're too unique, guys.
He's like the Lone Ranger, and I'm like Tonto.
You're not a veterinarian. You don't know anything.
Now we will hang out there all the time.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
What the deuce?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Let the debauchery and all those words that we don't know how to pronounce begin, because it is a Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation as we continue our road trip with the Tri-City Storm. And this year, we wrap things up at the Hilltop Mall as we've done the last handful of years, because it is time for the annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. There is no word yet whether LeBron James or Kobayashi will make an appearance here. I know when they landed in Miami this morning, they did fuel up the jet. Had a few morning cocktails, and we're really working on Kobayashi, and we've got a lot going on here. So come up and see us at the Hilltop Mall. It's an exciting time.
Who can't be excited for this event, Doug? It's the biggest event of the year across Central Nebraska. We prove it every year. You know what? Three-time defending champion Pug Bertrand. See if he can make it a four-peat, the only winner of this event.
Apparently, he is awaiting outside to make his grand entrance here, kind of like they do at Nathan's hot dog eating contest. You know what, Daddy? A little bit of a disappointment, I think, this year in New York. It was Joey Chestnut, and everybody knew he was going to win, and there was no major competition there, and he was able to kind of cruise on in. That may not be the case here for Pug Bertrand this year.
Well, you know, everybody talks a big game before this event, then they get eight dogs down them, then many of them aren't talking anymore. We'll certainly have to see who's left talking, but the Black Kobayashi in the event again looks to be ready to go. Eric Holland says he's ready to go, ready to make a move this year. Disappointing finish for him last year. Brent Anderson hopes to make some things happen. We'll see what happens, but nobody has been able to challenge Pug Bertrand. When it came down to those final 3 or 4 minutes, he kept going. Everybody else was in quicksand and just faded fastly.
And if we remember it last year, he was not in the lead until about the last 5 minutes, when a couple of competitors hit the wall and could not finish things off. But Pug Bertrand usually is in the lead from start to finish. Last year, he had to come from behind to win this competition. So let's see if that is indeed the case, and find out what happens here this year. Again, we do our hot dog contest a little bit different than everybody else. We kind of make it a little bit casual. You go for 30 minutes, and you can have as many Troutman's quality hot dogs as you can. And these aren't those shove 12 in a package and fill them full of water. These are the best hot dogs around. And, Daddy, after all the hot dog contests, they talk about how good the dogs are. They also talk about how big the hot dogs are. And sometimes that is a little bit overwhelming for the rookies in this competition.
Well, that's exactly right. They're not the teeny weenies you see on TV. There's not going to be 54 of these eight. There's not going to be 24 of these eight. I think the goal so far, if somebody gets to that 12 range and can push it to 13, that's going to be your champion here today. These are big wieners. You prove that every day. Troutman's Quality Meats does a fabulous job, whether you're talking about their cheddar and the cheese wiener, whether you're talking about all the great stuff that comes out of that smokehouse, carrying the gang, and Troutman's Quality Meat really does a great job.
And one of the things to tell you about is that while we are here, we see new competitors all the time, and we are going to be doing more than just eating hot dogs as they continue to arrive. We'll get things going here in a little bit. Folks, if we've had a lot of late signups. A lot of folks here in the last 24, 36 hours have said they're going to come. Again, sometimes there's a lot of talk and not a lot to back that up. So even we this morning don't know what the field is going to look like. We have some of the competitors here. Of course, as usual, we tell them 11 o'clock. They're on my time schedule. They're a little late.
You know what? Paul Baldwin's showing up today. It's interesting to see him. Obviously going to give it his all today and thinks he can challenge Pug Bertrand. So great to have Paul with us as well. They keep arriving. The champions, I'm told, are about ready to be entering the door with his entourage and all of his sponsors. And certainly we look forward to that victory speech should it happen here today. Should be about the 12 o'clock hour when we will hear that victory speech.
And again, we will go a half hour. We'll get going towards the bottom of the hour. We're getting everybody signed in. We want to thank Troutman's for all that they do for our hot dog eating contest. Plus, we want to thank the folks at Walmart and also all the folks here at the Hilltop Mall for their sponsorship and all the folks that have helped sponsor this hot dog eating contest, from the plates to the buns, the ketchup, the mustard, the napkins. You need all these things because, let's face it, we do have some slobs.
We certainly do, Doug. And then, you know what? Away from this hot dog eating contest in that second hour of the show, don't forget Big 12 preview rolls on. We're going to hear from John Walters, play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones. So look forward to that. 12 teams, 12 days. Iowa State is up day two. Oklahoma State yesterday with Bill Haston from the Tulsa World, also on a radio show with Pat Jones, the old coach at Oklahoma State. Heard from him yesterday. We'll hear from the play-by-play voice on Monday's show. Texas A&M rolls into town. Now, Chuck Carlton from the Dallas Morning News set to join us on Monday's show. So looking forward to that. But a Big 12 preview rolls on. Had to have our Big 12 ballots in by today. I've got mine in. Yours is coming shortly.
If mine is coming in, and again, I'll give you a little preview because we are going to talk a little bit of college football today. The 2010 Nebraska Hall of Fame football class has been announced. It is headlined by Indomitian Sue. I guess there is no waiting period. Sue's going right in. But we'll talk about that. And I guess it just tells you how old you are, how many of these guys you can remember, because there's about half of them that were before my time, and there's about half of them that I remember playing. So we'll talk about that. Carlos Polk, Dan Alexander, a couple of the more recent Huskers that are going into that Hall of Fame. We'll talk about that. We'll talk Tri-City Storm. The storm is up here. Matt Johnson and Rick Pinkston are going to join us in our hot dog eating contest. Todd Gatula, also our first-year winner, Josh Jeldon, is going to be here, and they are all part of the hot dog eating contest as well. And we want you to join us because there's prizes for all the folks here that are competing. And, of course, if these boys can't put down every hot dog that we have in the house, hot dogs for the rest of the crowd. Had a great crowd that was able to congregate up here last year for the contest, and it's starting to get a little crazy. That's what's going on. Hilltop Mall, we are located right across from the Snickerdoodles here in the mall, so that's the entrance you want to take if you're looking for us. Of course, the cars and the vehicles parked right out front of the KKPR Power 99. And ESPN Magnum is sitting right out front. We're getting ready for the 2010 Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. But that's not all that's going on. We want you to join us. Tri-City Storm on hand. Get a chance to find out about their upcoming season. It's a pretty exciting time for the Storm as they get ready to have a great, great year.
You know, football season is hockey season. They both get started about roughly the same time, and hockey season lasts a little bit longer, well, quite a bit longer than football season. Nonetheless, they do go to camp roughly the same time.
Now, the Black Kobayashi is here, and he's sporting his Texas Longhorn T-shirt today,
yeah,
Daddy. What do you think
about
that?
Well, there's some hatred obviously flowing the Black Kobayashi's way because of the attire he chose for today's event, and we're looking forward to seeing if he can make a – Oh, he's going with a winner, he says, in the Longhorn.
Oh, and some people say he's sporting Texas because, you know, he's not going to come out on top today. I don't know. I don't know. We've got folks sporting Kansas attire in here. We've got Texas. We've got San Francisco Giants. I don't know what else we're going to see today as we're rolling through this two-hour Doug and Daddy show on the annual hot dog eating contest. We've got a whole lot to tell you about. Let's take a break. Wait for a few more of our competitors because I think there has been a championship signing. And we'll talk with our defending champion in just a moment here on ESPN Radio.
Recently, Burger King created the new BK Breakfast Muffin Sandwich. And with fluffy eggs, savory sausage, and melted cheese on a toasted English muffin, we apologize for shamelessly copying the Sausage McMuffin with Egg from McDonald's and charging a dollar for it. So sorry, America, for making it more affordable to enjoy a tasty breakfast. Sorry if you think $1 is just a ridiculously low price. And we're sorry if you don't stop by for the new BK Breakfast Muffin Sandwich. Only a dollar. Only at Burger King. Price and participation may vary. Breakfast hours only.
Superstar Sizzle. After releasing the new Steakhouse XT burger with 30% more beef than the McDonald's Angus Third Pounders, BK fans think the king is crazy. Kind of.
I guess 30% more flame-broiled beef is kind of crazy.
Yeah, crazy awesome.
So as this extra-thick story continues to unfold, we'll keep you updated here on Superstar Sizzle.
New Steakhouse XT burger starting at only $3.99 with 30% more beef than the McDonald's Angus Third Pounders and only at Burger King. Based on pre-cooked patty weight. Limited time only. Price on participation may vary.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Kearney Yamaha's sizzling summer sale is this weekend in their parking lot. Choose from over 200 new and pre-owned Yamaha cruisers, ATVs, UTVs, and personal watercraft. Some models priced below wholesale prices.
This is Trevor Bryan at Kearney Yamaha. Stop in for free food, free prizes, and huge savings on hundreds of new and pre-owned Yamahas. Certain models are limited, so be sure to come early to cash in on the savings.
Summer comes only once a year, so don't miss out on the sizzling summer sale this weekend at Kearney Yamaha.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures climb up to around 86 for a high. Winds out of the south will also stay from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Now skies stay clear tonight with a low near 62. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show and our annual hot dog eating contest here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we are getting ready. The dogs are almost to a premium temperature here, and that's, of course, always the key, Daddy. You don't want a cold wiener.
No, cold wieners are bad wieners, and that's what I say. We're pleased to be joined right now by our defending champion in one pug, Bertrand, and Puck, great to have you in the competition again today. And how are you feeling this morning?
Well, I'm feeling good. You know, first of all, I'd like to say, Tony, nice parking job out front. What are you, like 85?
Got the handicap sticker there.
Yeah, but I am feeling good, you know. This morning I went out in practice and put down 12 dogs, so I think that I can, you know, really get it going.
Rumor is now that being the three-time defending champion and you should be cocky, but that you are. Is there any chance that you could be overconfident?
Not really. I mean, look at the guys you got here. You got the same guys from last year, so I don't have no problem taking these guys down, really.
We've tried to sprinkle in a couple of new folks here. What about the guys that are wearing, you know, different attire? There's this Big 12 thing going on right now, the Black Kobayashi's got the Texas shirt on. He's talking smack. Do you take that as a personal challenge representing Nebraska?
Well, no. First of all, he can talk smack, but I don't know if he can put down the dogs, because last year he's like, well, my goal is like 18, and he did like 5 or something. So.
I know you got a big entourage here. You know, somebody of your star status, obviously, and Daddy was talking about this. You were kind of like Kobayashi, only you did come to terms this week, and we are glad that you were able to sign on with the Nebraska Eating Federation, Buffalo County.
Yeah, you know, we got everything hammered out like 2 nights ago. Like you said, you know, had a few deals to get hammered out on the contract, but we got everything figured out. And I'd also like to thank Franklin County for coming out today to watch.
It's nice. Nice they could show up.
Yeah.
You want to recognize any of your sponsors right now?
You know, we got Aiden Plumbing, we got Aaron Mosley Construction, and we got Broadfoot Santa Gravel. And, you know, there's just many more out there. I'll mention one after I win here.
Do you have a goal today? Last year, I think it was 14, and you actually were pushed a little bit. You took the lead, like, in the last 5 minutes. Do you have a goal, a number, and do you have any different strategy?
Well, everybody always says, you know, you 13 that one year, and had like 9 the one year. My goal is to stay a quarter of a hot dog ahead of second place.
Any predictions on who's going to push you here today?
I don't know. I suppose Jeldon, he's always tough.
What about these hockey kids? They're kind of the unknown over there. They're young, and see, they've been working out, and they've been, I think maybe their kind of workout is not the kind of workout that you do that is necessary to be a champion when it comes to competitive eating.
Yeah, I suppose these guys, they're from Canada or wherever they're from. Everybody likes wieners up there, so.
Michigan, Canada, it's all the same thing. Well, Pug, we'll let you get back into training or your mindset over there, because I want you to get focused and be ready for the hot dog eating contest. And again, thanks, and we'll see if we talk to you here in again about 45 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Pug Bertrand, he is the 3-time defending champion of the Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest. Our competitors are coming in, they're getting seated, and I look back, in television, they like to show you the infancy of everything. Newspaper, they'll print the old articles. In radio, we'll go back to the old audio. And, Daddy, obviously one of the things here is that we are so gracious and great to be up here at the Hilltop Mall, because the last couple of years, Daddy, or the first couple of years, I should say, we were outside. We didn't know how big it would be. We had it in the parking lot at the radio station. Both years, it was about 90 degrees at this time of the day. The one year, the humidity was New Orleans-esque. And there were a couple of people that didn't quite make it. Our friend Larry, he made it through the half hour, but then before he left, he made a deposit in the parking lot, and that wasn't very good. So we've got the trash cans, we've got a new trophy this year, we've got air conditioning here at the Hilltop Mall. So if there is a reversal, it just means they shoved down too many dogs.
There you go, and it doesn't matter if you're a Verizon subscriber or Viera subscriber. We're right between both of them. So all your phone needs are right here, across from Snickerdoodles, across from Regis Hair Salon. Check it out today, right now. Folks, get off work, come up here, check it out today.
Well, let's get back here because we want to go to the Dent Popper inbox. This is great. We have an email here from Mary Pinkston. I don't know who Mary Pinkston might be, but we have an email here from Mary Pinkston who says, just to toot my son's horn a little further, so glad you were impressed by his character and personality for a 20-year-old. I did give birth to him, though, only 19 years ago in October, just to set the record straight. He's only 19. So glad to listen to the podcast, and you guys are doing a great job. Thanks so much for helping to promote our kids and the team. Mary Pinkston. Yay, Rick Pinkston's mom! Yay, see, they don't believe it. They're going to come over here and look at it. It is right there on the email. Rick's mom will be listening to see how he does in the hot dog eating contest here today, along with Matt Johnson, also Todd Gatula. He's been in this competition before, and we've talked to Todd earlier. I'm going to get Todd because he's standing right here, and I want to talk to him for just a second. Todd, take me back, as you've been a multiple loser, obviously, in this competition. What's the hardest part about trying to keep up? Do you try to win? Do you try to see what your personal goal is? What's your strategy?
I'll tell you what, it's either in that first 10 or 15 minutes, because once you hit about that 10 to 15-minute mark, you start feeling it. You don't feel it until then. So if you can get 5, 6, 7, 8, however many down right away, you can get more down. But when you hit that 15-minute mark, at least for me, it was done. But I was – how many years is this?
I think this is the fifth.
I misspoke, because Pugs won 3 times, Jeldon once.
And I think that's it.
I think that's it.
I was in the first 2 years, and then I missed the last couple years. I've been out of town.
How much
I did
better
eight,
is the air conditioning than the heat, though?
Way better. We were talking about we've come so far from signing release forms in case we die to man, remember that first and second year? It was like 100 degrees. We're out on the asphalt pavement. You guys are huddled under the shade, the fan. And we're just, I remember like 3 dogs, they were just dripping wet with sweat. Me and Laura Kaiser.
You know what? Here's how crazy it was. Remember, we had to bend the screen to get the microphone out the window.
Yeah, you didn't even run it out. But, no, the air conditioner, we got tables. We used to have to stand and just kind of eat them, stand it up, and water on the ground.
Ah, the good old days.
Tables and air conditioning. So I'm confident I'm going to beat my record of 8, which is pretty pathetic. But that's the target.
Once you stop, and we've seen it from a lot, you think, well, okay, I've got 5 or 6 down. I'm going to take a little breather, and I'll start again here in 3 or 4 minutes because we give them 30 minutes. That is the death, because you can never come back. It's over. You might get one more.
If you stop, you're done. It's set down, and and watch the rest of them at that point, because it's in quick. Are these as spicy as they used to be? That Troutman's dog used to be. That in the first year, too, is a little different recipe, I think.
Yeah.
Jerry's kind of changed it up a little bit every year.
It's kind of a spicy dog. I remember it was just, man, it hits right upside the ear hole. Four in. That ain't as easy as it looks, man. People think, oh, 10, I can do 10, yeah.
Well, hey, get up here if you think you can do 10. Did you give any advice to the hockey boys? Did they ask for any? Because I know they probably have never had the meat sweats.
Pinkston's talking about he used to go to slather, how much ketchup to slather on the thing. So he's filling up with ketchup. He's going to go for the condiments to help slide it down, and they're talking about dipping the buns like you see on TV. Oh. Has everybody ever done that?
Well, we've had people do that.
Yeah, see, we got a couple open water containers. They're thinking about it.
You remember the kid from Elm Creek, the high school kid that pulled up year two?
Yeah.
Says, I once ate 14 large pizzas from a local pizza joint, and we're like, all right, you're in. Kid ate four dogs, was running for the alley. 14 large pizzas. He got four dogs down.
Big talker, no finisher.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks, Todd. Joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, one of our competitors that is going to be with us, and we are looking forward as the competitors are seated, and we're just about ready to go here with our annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest at the Hilltop Mall. I'll tell you what, one of the new folks, we had heard that maybe Tracy was coming up, but again, a no-show. So again, kind of like your buddy, our buddy James Valdez, big talker, and that's it. Just a talker, not a finisher.
Yeah, you know, it comes time. Yeah, everybody knows what time it is. It's right on the clock. Every clock you look at, that's what time it is.
Tony, we have a female competitor, our second ever, and we are so pleased. Can you give us a little background here?
Well, I don't have much background, but Erica Hardison, I believe is her name. She's going to give it her all today and see what happens here. And we're looking forward to having our second female competitor. And not like we've capped it. You want to eat hot dogs and you're female, we're more than happy to have you.
Erica could be the first female to complete the competition.
There you go.
Because our only other female competitor, Melody Pettit, who was doing such a great job, has had the only true reversal during the 30-minute competition. We've had a couple afterwards. I think the flower bed out here at the Hilltop Mall took a beating one year from somebody that shall remain nameless. But she was the only one that didn't finish the 30 minutes, and we'll see how Erica can do here. We're about ready to get things going. This is the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. Again, we'll get the official stopwatch out here. We'll get our counters in place, and we'll get everybody going here at the Hilltop Mall. We're right across the street, or right across from Snickerdoodles. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking about
savings.
Hey, Flo, I'd love to save on my car insurance, but I don't know where to start.
You start right here. We'll compare our Progressive Direct rate to other top companies so you get a great price.
You do that for me?
Just for you. And everyone else.
Everyone!
Get your free quote. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
I will not recreate the Sistine Chapel on my bathroom ceiling.
I will simply repaint it.
I will not spend more time waiting to get help
than it takes to paint a room.
I will go to Ace and get what I need fast.
I will be finished.
Then I will watch the Kung Fu movie marathon.
Get in, get help, and get on with your life. Now get $5 off Royal and Royal Finest paint gallons after mail-in rebate at Ace, the helpful place. 10 rebate limit on purchases made between April 1st and July 31st. See store for details.
When I step onto your farm,
I am Dynagro.
I am dedicated to serving you.
I am Dynagro.
I will offer only the best seed for your farm.
I am Dynagro.
I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dynagro. Call Dynagro at 1-800-652-9298. Grow with the best.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures climb up to around 86 for a high. Winds out of the south will also stay from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Now skies stay clear tonight with a low near 62. I'm weather and meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 73.
Is you with me?
I got your back, boy.
But let's get it.
The Doug and Danny Show live at the Hilltop Mall here in Kearney for our annual hot dog eating contest. And we are so glad to have you along with us. Tom and Hastings says you should have a webcam streaming this over the net for those of us that can't be there. You know, Daddy, there's some people that said we should never have a webcam for anything that we do on this program.
Well, that's certainly a great idea, but you know how far we've come to this point? I think in the next couple of years, a webcam certainly would come in handy.
Well, Daddy, one of the things that helped these competitors do such a great job is seeing one of our sponsors here today, Complete Nutrition.
Well, Complete Nutrition has been a great sponsor. They've stepped up, donated T-shirts to every competitor, donated a $20 gift card to every competitor, along with a water bottle. Whether you're talking about weight management, cholesterol care, women's health, joint care, hey, they've got it all. Complete Nutrition, muscle recovery products, sleep aids, stress relief products. Go see Jeff and the gang. Complete Nutrition, 42nd and 2nd Avenue. People are excited this new store came to Kearney, and there's a reason why. Stop up and check it out today. We got 13 people in this competition. I think 13 wiener gobblers about ready to begin.
I'll tell you what, and I know you are getting ready for your most famous line of the year. Do you want to practice it?
Well,
or are you just ready to go? You only get to hear it one time a year, and that's it. I didn't know if you wanted to practice.
I practiced this morning.
Okay, you practiced this morning. Well, we're about ready to get things going. They're preparing the dogs. They're getting ready to put them on the plate.
It's almost, once again, like the start of the Indy 500, gentlemen and lady.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt. And, again, thanks to Complete Nutrition for all that they do.
Oh, Complete Nutrition, yeah. The buns today provided by Walmart, Complete Nutrition's on board, Trauma's Quality Meats. Oh, we've got it all.
Complete Nutrition. They're just across the street here.
What, right here, 42nd and 2nd Avenue.
No problem. Folks, again, it's the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. We're glad to have you along with us. And I think it is time to introduce our competitors, Daddy. Are you ready to do this?
Well, let's get it done. Yeah, there's 13 people waiting, and they're starting to build a great crowd. Folks, if you're just in the area, maybe you do running some errands, you can only be here for 10, 15 minutes. Stop in, check it out. The competition will begin in roughly 5 minutes.
Looks like we have another young competitor, Daddy. Remember, we had a young competitor last year.
Oh,
and it looks like maybe we've got a young competitor here again this year. So I'm gonna effort that name, and what I want you to do is tell the folks, because we have to bring it up. Everybody has. I'm not surprised where LeBron is. Cleveland people, don't be whack jobs. You know what? If you're the one burning the LeBron James jersey, you're not a fan anyway. You're just a geek in a bar that's drunk. That's all you are. You never were a fan. You're a thug. Respect what's going on. Respect what this man did for your community. If he had never been a member of Cleveland, you'd still stink. You would still be horrible. I know it's a big financial thing, but you know what? LeBron has to do what LeBron has to do for himself as well. Step up to the plate, Cleveland. If you wanted to keep him, find a way to bring that group of players to Cleveland. Yeah. And maybe, you know, people, and it's not fair to take shots at their city either, is that they've had a lot of bad luck, and there's a lot of things that haven't went their way, and maybe LeBron stays in that city in 20 years is not thought of that way anymore.
You know what? Their city's not L.A. It doesn't have the glamour of Chicago or New York. It is a blue-collar city. Yeah, it's probably, when you think of hot spots to live and in high-rise condos overlooking beautiful things, Cleveland doesn't come to mind. Hey, neither does Detroit. Detroit's won a hell of a lot of championships. It's just one of those cities that there's stereotypes built about hey, whether they're there or not, there's some beautiful parts of Cleveland. I'm sure of that. Never been to the city. But you know what? I think people have been to that baseball field enjoy that. And they've made some great runs and had opportunities to win. But, yeah, since Jim Brown in 1964, I believe, was the year, they have won a championship, or the championship has eluded that city. And now looks like it's going to elude them for a lot longer. I think the move to Miami certainly took less money to go to Miami. One of those things. My, you know what? You got this owner out there in Dan Gilbert ripping LeBron James. You know what? I want to know, first of all, where did he go and get somebody to help LeBron James? Where did you hear Cleveland in the mix for a Boozer? Where did you hear Cleveland in the mix for a Stoudemire? You know, when it comes down to that, if they'd have got a couple pieces of this puzzle, may not have been in the situation that they're in.
Hey, by the way, Sam Luther is here as well. He's decided not to eat hot dogs, maybe more cookies.
Oh,
it's Snickerdoodles. So Sam Luther in the house. Mark from Minden in the house as well. So he probably won't be, maybe he'll be texting us, BlackBerrying us emails today to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. They are lining up the hot dogs, so we're just about ready to go. We may even have another competitor that slid in here at the last moment. But let's go down our list of competitors as far as we know. And our first competitor was the champion of our first Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest, the former sports director at NTV, now a liaison and the man in charge of taking care of this city of Kearney with the Kearney Chamber of Commerce. You know him all as the King of Keene. He is Josh Gelden. He is our first competitor here today. Now with our Tri-City Storm contingent, he used to work for the Kearney Hub. All of these folks, of course, were smart enough to get out of the media business except us, Daddy. We're still here pimping the hot dogs now.
There is a trend.
Well,
there is a trend.
Yeah, that's right. And Todd Gatula is with us here, his third appearance in the Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest. A couple of rookies, a member of the Tri-City Storm, Matt Johnson. And, Daddy, we're expecting his entire harem of girlfriends to be here like they were yesterday at Computer Hardware and at Bogart's on Wednesday. Weird thing is, they were different looking both days, so I don't know if they got their hair dyed or what the deal was.
Very interesting, because these Tri-City Storm are very, very popular with the ladies.
Also competing in today's activities from the great state of Michigan, he is Mary Pinkston's son. Rick Pinkston joins us here today as well. One of the big competitors that we may not know a lot about, but a rookie in the Ducky Daddy hot dog eating contest out of the city of Kearney, Paul Baldwin, joins us here today. Daddy, you told us a little bit about the first female competitor. Tell us a little bit more about the first female competitor since Melody Pettit.
Well, she comes up with her own sponsorship, Husker Diesel, I believe, Erica Hardison. So we look forward to having Erica with us today, and I wish her the best of luck.
And you called out the Black Kobayashi. The Black Kobayashi joins us again here this year.
Yeah, he answered the bell. Oh, he's from California. Yeah, all the way from California today, but he answered the bell. We called him out. We hadn't heard from him. We were a little nervous, but he did show up today.
They're on probation, so now he's sporting a Texas T-shirt, folks, the Black Kobayashi. Also joining us here today, some new names. Sean Evans is with us here today. Sean ready to take down some hot dogs. Zach Whitlow.
That's the Black Kobayashi.
Oh, that's Black. Oh, okay. Well, then, there we go. I was looking at the release form. I'm sorry.
He does have a name.
I didn't know he had a real name. It was just Black Kobayashi. Zach Whitlow is with us here today. Eric from Holdridge. Eric Holland is with us here today. Chris Moore is with us here today. Brent Johnson and Caden Johnson, another young competitor, are with us here today. And, of course, the three-time defending champion. He also has eaten the most bubble gum, most shrimp, most crab legs, most prime rib, and most, of course, who could forget funnel cakes. He is the three-time Doug and Daddy hot dog eating champion, Pug Bertrand, not from Bertrand.
That's exactly right. He's from Kearney, and he's always been from Kearney. Grew up born and bred right here in this great city, and we are pleased to have the three-time defending champ back with us today.
The hot dogs are being placed on the tables, so we'll take a break, and we'll get them started right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Well, I just got married. You know what everybody said at the wedding? Man, you look great. You know what I said? P90X. My energy at an all-time high. Lost an inch on my waist and 7 pounds, and I wasn't a guy that needed to lose a ton of weight. Then, how about this story about my friend and fellow ESPN radio host, Mike Golic? Mike was telling me about his changes he's seen in his blood work since doing P90X. He's a type 2 diabetic, but after his first 90 days using P90X, his doctor, who's also doing P90X, by the way, told him he's almost able to get off the meds. Plus, he lost over 20 pounds. Remember to talk to your doctor before starting P90X, and everybody's results will be different. Folks, try it out. No risk. 90-day guarantee of satisfaction, but only if you order it now. It works. 1-800-301-P90X. 1-800-301-P90X. Or go to ESPNRadio.com/Colin. ESPNRadio.com/Colin.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's Anytime Emergency Glass Service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures climb up to around 86 for a high. Winds out of the south will also stay from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Now skies stay clear tonight with a low near 62. I'm weather and meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 73.
The Doug and Daddy Show hot dog eating contest. It must be a national holiday, folks, because they're from all over central Nebraska here at the Hilltop Mall. Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis. Want to thank all the fine folks, Jesse and Jackie and Tracy from the station. Want to thank Derek and all the fine folks and Dustin. We want to thank Dustin from the Tri-City Storm, Todd, and all that. And right now, Rick Pinkston is putting on the black eye, or the mustard eyeliner. Instead of the black you see in baseball, he's got the mustard under the eyes. I hope that's not the spicy kind.
You know what? I like this kid. I think he's going to be a fighter for us, and I think a lot of people are going to go watch games because of Rick Pinkston. He's, you know, and he actually wrote my wife a note yesterday, which is nice of him. So she may buy a season ticket now.
All right, Daddy. We have a new piece of equipment this year. We have the Big Wiener Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Gold Bucket, which goes to the champion, and hopefully no one will have to come grab that during the competition. So, are we ready to go? Daddy, are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Competitors, are we all ready? We've got 13 strong from 7 to about 70 here. I don't know how old Paul Baldwin is, but he's got to be up there somewhere. We are ready to go. 30 minutes to eat as many hot dogs as they can. Pug for Trans, the champion. I see mustard. I see ketchup. I see a lot of fat right here. Let's see what we can do. Daddy, with the honors.
Gentlemen and lady, please grab your wieners now.
And we're off. 30 minutes for the Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest. Our counters are in place, and we are underway here. That is the key, gang. That is the go. In case you didn't get it, that is the go. Drive those dogs down those gullets, and our counters will keep us up to date. Daddy, sometimes getting out of the gate fast isn't always the key. It is a little bit more trying to stay on pace and keep and do what you can do. But you want to get out of the gate early and take about half of the competition and get them out of the way.
That's exactly right, because we've heard from several competitors, once you stop, you will not start again or start again to matter. Yes, you can stop after 10 minutes and get another dog down, but you will not go where only few have gone, and that's to be the champion of the Doug and Daddy hot dog eating competition.
Well, one thing I'm interested in seeing is if young Caden Johnson can hang with his dad here today. At 7 years of age, he's looking for some props, maybe some girls, maybe sign some autographs when he gets out of here today.
Yeah, no, you know what? Great crowd on hand. If you haven't been up here yet and you think, oh, I'm going to be too late. No, you're not. Come on up. Have a great time with the sidewalk sales going on at the Hilltop Mall. You know what? Great opportunity to get some back-to-school shopping done while you're just right shortly after the hot dog eating competition. Stay all day long at Hilltop Mall.
Well, Pug Bertrand, our champion, has already shoved one down his gullet, and he's halfway through number two. Black Kobayashi is right there with him, and we are out of the gates here, Daddy. We always like to kind of put you in the field. That's why we have the field. Mike, we'll get you out there as soon as you're comfortable to get a count on who has gotten off to the early lead. So we'll get Daddy out there in the field and keep an eye. Of course, there's not a lot of interviews until they really kind of fall out of the competition. So we'll see what Daddy can figure out there on the field. And we are here. Stop by and see us, of course, at the Hilltop Mall with the sidewalk sales going on here today. And that's what we've got for you. So stop by and with our hot dog eating contest. We are already 2 minutes into the hot dog eating contest, and some competitors are greasing up hot dog number three, Daddy.
Yes, and our first female competitors on hot dog number two, and loving the flavor of these wieners, are you not? As they look,
don't interview them while they're eating. This is a nod of the head.
Good time with us here today, and we're glad to have her with us.
How are our hockey boys doing over there with the mustard under the eyes?
Hockey boys seem to be doing pretty good right now, but I want to check back with the hockey boys in about 12 to 15 minutes.
Once those meat sweats start, that's when there's all kinds of problems out here. Again, we want to thank all the competitors for taking part in the hot dog eating contest. And some people bring their own water bottles. Some people bring a little vitamin water, maybe a little grape juice, maybe a little soda. A lot of folks with the water, Culligan water, and we want to thank them for providing the water here to help them wash down these hot dogs in the annual Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest. When we finish this up, we will crown a champion. We will hand out the prizes to everybody. Daddy, we've also got a little different situation here. Squishing the dog, it looks like a dog in a, when they kind of fry it around there. What do we got? Eric, Eric's got a different strategy, it looks like.
Well, right now, yeah, doing the old smash the old bun down around it and go. Eric Owen and Josh Jeldon both have finished three dogs on their fourth dog. So they've taken the lead at this table at this point.
Well, I think Josh, a lot of people thought maybe he was out after he won the first year. Couldn't make it a couple of times, but he hasn't been able to repeat or get that second championship. And we all know that if you win that first major, Daddy, it's really tough to get the second.
Yeah, sure, it certainly is. But, the Tri-City Storm's still looking for their first championship. But Rick Pinkston just told me, nothing but number one. That's what they're going for. I hope he's talking about the hockey season, because I got to be honest, I don't think they know what they're in for coming in 15 minutes.
Well, we've got a lot of folks that are doing a great job, and we have hit the four-minute mark. Again, we go for 30 minutes. That's kind of what sets apart the men from the boys here. You can shove down a lot in 10 minutes like they do now in New York, but we don't want to gross everybody out that's watching it here. We want stamina. We want endurance. We want strength. We want to see who can make it to the tape in 30 minutes, and we are at the four-minute mark, so, Daddy, that means we're about a sixth or seventh of the way home.
Josh Jeldon, Todd Gatula, both have finished four apiece, along with Eric Horn at this table. I believe that is the lead right now.
Well, Todd has to be very happy because his personal record was eight. He's trying to get past that again. The size of the dogs, the length of the dogs, the girth of the dogs have changed every single year, and we even see that here at the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. His daddy now goes over to table number one with the champion Pug Bertrand sitting down there at this time. Daddy, what do you got for us as he's checking out some of the results of where they're at right now? Because I know the Black Kobayashi and Pug got off to a good start.
Doug, Zach, Sean, and Pug, the Black Kobayashi, along with our defending champion, Pug Bertrand, and our friend Zach White and
Whitlow,
all neck and neck right now on their fifth dogs.
So a lot of folks have finished four. They're on that one dog a minute, and a lot of fans here, a lot of kids looking at their dads going, what are you doing, Dad? And it's kind of a crazy thing going on right here. We've also got a lot of family members, and we want to thank everybody for coming up and joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show Hot Dog Eating Contest. Coming up later on in the show, we'll be talking with the play-by-play voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters, as our 12 teams in 12 days. Big 12 preview continues. Talk about Iowa State and that win over the Huskers and what they can expect coming up in the upcoming season. Daddy and I will also give you our Big 12 predictions as those come in and have to be in the Big 12 office so they can announce that before Big 12 Media Days. We will be live in Dallas July 26th through the 28th for Big 12 Media Days. That's coming up in the second half of the show today.
You know, what happened last year may happen again this year. I'm higher on one team than you are. You're higher on another team than I am, and they both happen to be in the north. I think both of our south ballots are relatively the same. But
Well, I'll give you a little preview. I guess I don't see that Blaine Gabbert can carry Missouri to the promised land here. Everybody thinks Missouri is for sure the second-best team and can push Nebraska again. I don't necessarily see it that way. I don't see them fifth or sixth. And then for some reason, there's always one team that I think is going to do well and continually disappoint me a little bit, but they've been in position. They just can't get those wins, and we'll talk about that in the second half of the show. Daddy, how about at the far end of the table? How's our Johnson boys doing? How's Paul Baldwin doing? Give me an update here, brother.
Well, Brent Johnson was on dog number five, and the little guy was on three. Paul Baldwin just pacing himself at this point, just finishing up number three. He said, I want to go for the longevity, a different tactic, but maybe it'll work out for him.
Again, 13 competitors here today, and Daddy out here seeing how everybody's doing with the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Zach Whitlow has just started his sixth dog and about halfway done with it, so he is in the lead right now.
Well, Zach could be the guy that comes out of nowhere. We've got some rookies here that you never know what to expect. You never know when these guys are going to step out. You never know when they're going to take things over. Could Pug Bertrand's reign be in jeopardy, Daddy? We are at 7.5 minutes with a long way to go.
He looks very strong, though, right now. No sign of him slowing down at all. This is Zach Whitlow, Pug Bertrand, and Sean Evans, the Black Kobayashi, he's just going back and forth, bite for bite with one another.
And they're all sitting here so they can kind of keep an eye on one another. Our hockey boys over there doing a great job. Josh Jones says, give me some more hot dogs. We're whittling those down. They're getting more plates ready as we're keeping up with what's going on here in the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. Daddy's out there checking out more results. Some folks putting down sodas. Some folks trying to throw down a little bit of water. What's the latest, Daddy?
Well, Brent Johnson has finished sixth along with Zach Whitlow, so maybe those two in the lead right now. I'll go check the hockey boys. Also, Eric Holen and our defending champ from 4 years ago, Josh Jones, also finished sixth dog. So we'll see if somebody's going to start hitting a wall.
Daddy, I think we're a little bit ahead of pace right now. I think we got some numbers up there. Maybe it always seems like that. We got
a youngster here, Doug. Let me see if he likes the hot dog eating contest.
he said,
he has no comment for us.
He saw your picture in the paper. He said, get away from me. Get away from me, Daddy. I don't want any hot dogs today. I'm just here with Mom. I want to go shopping and get a snickerdoodle cookie here. That's what I want to do.
Erica Hardison, our female competitor, sponsored by Husker Diesel, all the way on her fifth dog today, so great work there from the female standpoint. Very good work.
Daddy, we got about a half dozen people that are kind of in that one dog spot for the lead. This is usually about that 10 to 12 minute mark. We start to see them drop out one at a time. I'll let you get over there to the hockey boys and check the very latest, but you've got to like some of the guys that have been here before. Josh Sheldon, Pug Bertrand, the Black Kobayashi, they are among the leaders right now. Eric Holen doing a great job. I think we're going to have a heck of a finish here. But again, remember, Pug Bertrand had to come from behind last year, so don't count him out.
Todd's on seven. Todd Gatula on seven.
Oh, it is going. And we are getting close to the one-third mark here as the hot dogs continue to be served up.
Uh-oh. We've got Zach Whitlow. It's hit a wall. And
Zach's considering that might have been too many. So Zach is trying to get some air. Pug Bertrand seems to always set by the people that have a little bit of a problem. And the meat sweats have first hit Zach Whitlow here, who got out to the lead, and he is trying to hang in there. So some of his friends and family mates are saying, uh-oh, and Zach is trying to not do anything that his playing competitor.
This is so great.
You need to get away, Daddy, is what you need to do. So now Pug Bertrand has to step away, focus elsewhere. He may have knocked one of his competitors out right here. Black Kobayashi's getting done. Of course, any reversal means you're out of the competition.
Yeah, sure.
You can't puke and rally. There's no puking and rally here in the competitive eating contest.
No, some people starting to stand up and shake it out using the Joey Chestnut tactic right now. Certainly. Eric Horn looks very strong at this point, along with Brent Johnson.
Got an email here from Lauren who says, since I have to work for a living, I couldn't be there to enjoy Troutman's quality dogs. I'll have to eat some hot dogs up in Ord. So, Lauren, hey, you know, if you got to have a dog in Ord, you got to have a dog in Ord. Thanks for listening to the show today. Dent Popper inbox is open. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Send us your emails. Love to hear from you. We are a third of the way through. We're a little more than a third of the way through. That's the 11-minute mark. We're at the 11-minute mark, 19 to go. Can somebody get a big enough lead to cruise home? Daddy is over there checking things out with our hockey boys. He is catch out in the field here. Let's see what he's got for us.
We got, well, Rick Pinkston's saying nothing but first place, and Matt Johnson says I'm dying.
Well,
two different stories.
We know who's going to be wearing the C on their sleeve with that kind of attitude. That's all there is to it right there. But Todd Gatula pacing him here. Daddy, didn't he actually, he's got 8 in his belly already, so he's going to break his personal best.
He's done. His personal best is gone, I believe. It was 8 was your best, right?
Daddy, have we checked all of those so-called Coca-Cola containers to make sure that they are just non-alcoholic beverages?
Yes, I made sure it is.
You have talked to some of the competitors. We talked to some of the competitors. Some of them didn't eat last night. Some of them went out and had a little fun so that they'd be extra hungry today. We've seen all kinds of strategy. Which one do you think's working right now?
Well, you know what? It certainly looks like, you know, it's coming down to those bigger guys again. If they didn't eat last night, they certainly seem to be holding their own right now. So that seems to be the case. Brent Johnson standing up again the second time, and the little guy looks to be done.
Caden says, Dad, thanks for lunch, but I don't want no more. I think 7-year-old Caden Johnson has done an outstanding job here today. We want to thank him for competing. He may just kind of enjoy it for a couple of more minutes here, but he's going to try and catch his breath as well, Daddy. 8 right now is the lead. Todd Gatula is praying a little bit over there. Now he's getting ready to go. He knows the strategy. He knows that you can't stop. If you stop, you're dead. You're going to be out of the competition. Some people need to stop, though, just to catch their breath. And, Daddy, what do you got?
Well, I tried to give a comment from the youngster, and he just said, I'm done.
Daddy, I think
he looks sad. He looks sad. Are you okay, youngster?
Yeah.
How many Daddy, how many did he eat?
He finished off with what, 4 dogs? Two and a half dogs for the youngster.
I think that equals your personal best.
That is his personal. You know what? Great job nonetheless, and we're glad to have you in the hot dog eating contest.
So. Thanks, Caden. Caden Johnson, he's going to – I'll tell you what, he's a force to be reckoned with. He's the Michelle Wee. He's the Freddie Adu. He is the Alexi Thompson. He's the Tiger Woods. He's the new youngster on the scene. Heck, maybe he's the new LeBron James. Who knows?
Well, yeah, you know what? He gave it a great effort. At that age, you want him to have fun and give a good effort. That's all we can ask for.
Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest brought to you, of course, by Troutman's Quality Meats. Daddy, Troutman's, don't forget them for all of your weekend activities. Love to have Troutman's Dogs sponsoring them here today. They've also got Polish Dogs. They've got a lot of different right out of the smokehouse for you. USDA certified Angus beef with the best steaks around, plus ground beef patties in lots of sizes. When it comes to steaks, New York, ribeye, T-bone, top, filet, flat irons, and London broils. How about some flank steaks or chuck tenders? They can get you ranch steaks, briskets, pork butts, beef and pork back ribs, spare ribs. Daddy loves both of those. Plus, the fresh sausage, great for grilling. Carrie's made a triple batch of those chili cheese dogs, and you can wash it down with beer and wine, Max Creek wines, and, of course, the new wine from Superior States Wine, Cherry Bomb Brats. They're all there for you at Troutman's Quality Meats, where their USDA-certified Angus beef is aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness on Highway 30 right across from Bob's Superstore. And as always, a big thank you to Carrie and the gang for providing the hot dogs for the 4th annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Doug, the trophy has arrived. It looks like he took awful good care of it.
I'll let you dust the top off of it. It looks like they kept it under the strobe light, though, because some of the shine's off, so I'll let you take care of it. Daddy, we are halfway home. The 15-minute mark has just struck, and we will have an update on the totals. We need to take a break. We're back at the Hilltop Mall with more of the Doug and Daddy Show Hot Dog Eating Contest right after this.
We all want a beautiful lawn this year, but who wants to spend their entire summer mowing it? See Harold Korb of Korb Walker Mowers in Minden for a premier mower that operates easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are accomplished with one-hand fingertip control on the steering levers and an excellent grass handling system. You can have the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you've always wanted. Call Harold to set up a demonstration on your property. Spend more time enjoying your lawn this summer, not mowing it.
Hanging with us is like spending an afternoon at the pool with your buddies, only without the water and women in bathing suits.
KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney.
ESPN Superstation Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. Hastings Five Points Bank will host the Johnny Hop Tournament this weekend at Duncan Field. Hastings is currently 16-23. They open the tournament with a game against the Millard Sox at 12:30 this afternoon. Millard Sox is a team made up of players who did not make one of Millard's three other baseball teams. Hastings will face Millard South in the nightcap at 7:30. Tomorrow, Hastings will play Gretna at 10 o'clock and Fremont at 8. Sunday, Hastings will wrap up the tournament with a game against Millard North at 12:30. We'll have tonight's Hastings-Millard South game on 1230 KHIS. Pre-game show begins at 7:15. The other half of this tournament is being played in Kearney. Kearney Runza, who is currently 34-4, is on the field now against Fremont. Later on today, Millard North will be the opponents for Kearney Runza. That will be a 7:30 ball game. Then on Saturday, Kearney will play the Millard Sox at 11 and Millard South at 6:30. They'll wrap up the tournament on Sunday with a game against Norfolk at 12:30. The Area 7 tournament gets underway next Thursday out of North Platte. Kearney Runza will play Hastings Five Points Bank in the first game at 5, followed by North Platte against Twin Cities at 8. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes will wrap up their regular season this weekend at the KB Building Services Area Tune-Up in Omaha. Hastings Runza will play at Bennington on Saturday. In American Legion baseball action from yesterday, Kearney Post 52 split two games in the Lincoln tournament. Kearney lost to Lincoln Pius 6-5, but beat Omaha Burke 9-5. Kearney Post 52 will play Elkhorn at 5 o'clock this afternoon. And the 15th annual Miss Basketball Showcase continues today in Kearney. The four-day event features 64 teams from 13 states, including 6 from Nebraska. Games are running until 11 o'clock tonight at the Health and Sports Center on the Nebraska Kearney campus and also at the Kearney Catholic Cope Coliseum. That's a sports update on Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. I'm Mike Will.
Craig Culver of Culver's.
Culver's new three-pepper chipotle butter burger or chicken sandwich featuring three awesome layers of irresistible heat. Tell them, fellas.
Jalapeño, jalapeño.
Come get the scorch your little tongue.
Habanero and queso.
I take that fire in your mouth.
Chipotle mayo, chipotle mayo.
Experience Culver's new three-pepper chipotle butter burger or chicken sandwich today.
The Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from the Hilltop Mall. We're more than halfway home. We're at the 18-and-a-half-minute mark, so we got just about 11 minutes to go. And, Daddy, right now we've got a two-way tie for the lead with a couple of guys right behind.
Yeah, it looks like Tagatula right now and Pug Bertrand have pulled ahead by one dog in this competition, although Brent Johnson just finishing number 9 as well. So he will start on his 10th. Pugsley, does that be 10 for you?
He's on 9.5.
Done with 10, and Todd just starting on 10. So there's your leaders right now. Although hold on a second. We do have a new leader, and I did not get over Eric Holen. Eric Holen is now on his 12th dog.
Eric has hit it right in the middle here. You can see the eyebrow raise on three-time champion Pug Bertrand over there. Todd Gatula's going, is it worth it? Do I keep on going? He is trying to keep rolling here. He has gotten up. Pug has gotten up. Eric Holen has pretty much stayed down the whole time. He is feeling strong right now as we have hit the 19-and-a-half-minute mark. We're two-thirds of the way home on the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. We've had a couple of folks fall along the wayside, a couple of the rookies. How are the hockey guys doing, Daddy? That's respectable, but I don't think they're going to be in the running at the end.
just checking our scoreboard right now. The hockey guys, you know what? They're both hanging in there, Doug. They're both on their eighth dog. Nothing wrong with that. Both giving a great effort right now. Eight dogs, I think. That's tremendous. You know, you get up to that, it's almost, you know what, for 98% of the people that have ever tried this, at least in our competition, about eight, it's, you know, that's either you go on to newer heights or you end it there.
If you get over 10, you are an amazing champion. And here's the thing, Daddy. Don't feel that you're out of it right now if you're a hot dog or two behind, because numerous times, and last year was a great example, three of the top four were right there with Pug Bertrand and all fell along the wayside in about our next five-minute mark. We have 9.5 minutes to go. We're more than two-thirds of the way home. This is where we
Josh
find
Jones
out.
Josh Jones is done. He is tapped out. He is done with 10 hot dogs.
Josh Jones hitting double digits. He is tapped out here. F. Chuck Liddell style. He is out of the competition, but the King of Keene puts down 10 hot dogs here today before calling it a morning, calling it an afternoon. The one thing we can say about Josh is he will always have been the first man to eat more wieners than anybody in the Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest.
Yes, and it was a pleasure to award him that trophy in our first ever Doug and Daddy hot dog eating championship.
Folks, want to remind you that if you're out for the weekend, Miss Basketball's going on, you're out playing a little baseball, you're just in town with the family for a reunion, don't forget you need a little lunch, you need a little evening get-together. The place to go is the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and Grand Island. They are there for you, and you can bring them downstairs to the party room, seats well over 100 with all of their games. They've got the darts, they've got the pool table, they, of course, have all the games that you want to take care of, and, of course, lots of fun and all the food you want, whether it's the wings, whether it's the pizza, whether it's the ribs, maybe you just want a salad, they can do that for you as well. They could probably even whip you up a hot dog at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Daddy's favorite game, Keno, available as well at the Chicken Coop, wishing you a very happy and safe summer. Daddy, what is the latest? What do you got for me?
Well, the latest is it's basically a one-dog lead. If Eric Holland can get down the last bite, Matt Johnson is about done as well. The one in the hockey, he is done. Not about, he is done. He is tapped out of the competition. It is a one-dog lead exactly. With Eric Cullen is done with 12 dogs, starting on his 13th. Pug Bertrand has just finished his 11th dog.
Rick Pink.
11th dog, and he is on his 12th. So it is a one-dog lead right now with, what, about 7 minutes left in the competition?
Rick Pinkston has eaten his 9th hot dog. Todd Gatula, I think, still trying to work on hot dog number 10 over there. He's actually went to dipping it in water to try and help things out a little bit. We are at the 22.5-minute mark, 7.5 minutes left to go. We've had two or three people drop out of the competition. But kudos to Zach Whitlow. It looked like about 12 minutes in he was going to need the bucket, but he's been able to recoup, refocus, and he is still in the competition at this time.
Chris Moore, you know what, gave a great effort today. We thought maybe was the dark horse in this competition. And you know what, he's on his number eight dog and giving a good effort. Chris, thanks for coming to this year, and we appreciate you. They call him Seymour. So, folks, it's great to have Seymour with us, and he's doing a great job. Along with, you know what, all of our competitors this year,
I don't want to see more right now.
No.
I don't want to see more of anything right now. As long as everything's good with Seymour, I don't need to see any Seymour.
Zach Whitlow just said, I'm trying.
How's Black Kobayashi doing?
Black Kobayashi is, you know what, he's right there for a long, long time, and he is. Now he's on gummy worms. He stopped. He had to take a break, get a little sugar in the system. You know what? Tougher is tougher than you thought, isn't it, Sean?
A lot tougher than you think. A lot.
You know what? It's fun to come down here and compete, though, and have a good time with us at the Hilltop Mall.
We should do gummy worms next year.
Do a gummy worm eating competition.
Let's have a winter eating contest with gummy worms. Mark in Minden says, is this the year that Gatula finally gets over the hump and takes home the golden bucket? I don't know. He is slowing down quite a bit. Well, let's stay with the Dead Popper inbox here. Eric says, what do you guys think? I think next year we need to set lines for this event. I suppose if you set lines, you'd have to put a Pug at about 2-5 every time that he rolls in here. And the first year that we had this, Josh Jeldon was our champion, and Josh joins us here as we have 5.5 minutes remaining, Daddy, 5.5 minutes. And I think Todd Gatula has just thrown in the towel. Todd Gatula, I think, has just tapped out as well. He is done. So Todd is done. Josh Jeldon tapped out at 10. Josh joins us here. Josh, does it get tougher every year, or is it just the day of the week? I mean, some days you feel better than others.
Well, it's probably a little bit of both. I, you know, trying to get to a respectable number. I thought double digits was honorable. You know, yet I'm not going to be relegated to my bed the rest of the day or afternoon. So I know my employer will appreciate that I'm not going to be sleeping the afternoon away.
You were right there, six dogs with about four or five other competitors. When did you kind of slow down? When did you say, I just can't hang?
Well, number eight. Number eight got there, and then I was like, I'll go one more, number nine. And heck, you're number nine, so you may as well just go for 10. Then I looked over to the left of my neighbor, and he's got 12 down. So I'm like, oh, my good gracious. And so that was kind of a, I was just ready to throw in the towel at that point.
Do you think Eric can hold on? Because right now he has the lead and could dethrone the three-time champion, Pug Bertrand, who's being pushed harder than he's ever been pushed before.
Here's the thing with Pug. He's not a sprinter. He's a marathon runner. I had the lead on him last year when I was doing this, I think with about 5 minutes to go. And I think I had about 11, and he had about 10 and a half. And I tried to get past number 11. I think I got about 11 and a half, 11 and three quarters, and it just seems like he kind of toys with you a little bit, waits for you to falter, and then he goes on his run, and he gets on that back leg, he's ready to roll.
The winner today is going to have to work for it. Josh, thanks for coming up and competing. It's always a pleasure. Keep up the good work, buddy.
Thanks, Doug, and thanks to Troutman's for those dogs. They're awesome as always.
Enjoy them as long as you can. Daddy, we are hitting. Oh, do we have another tap out? Do we have a tap out? Erica says that's
over it. Our female competitor, Erica Hardison, sponsored by Husker Diesel today. Erica, how was the experience of the first ever Doug and Daddy competition for you?
It was pretty good.
Good hot dogs?
They were good hot dogs.
Daddy, how far did we get?
We had
eight?
We made it through six and a half. Finished the total, six and a half hot dogs, which is amazing because I think our first female competitor was about five before the reversal. She was at seven before the reversal occurred. Don't think we're going to see a reversal here today out of Erica. So.
Good.
What happens when you say, uh-oh? I mean, is it just a stomach gurgle, or you just can't stand swallowing another bite of hot dog?
I can't stand swallowing another bite of hot dog. Couldn't get any more down.
Now, this weekend, I understand there's an event going on at the drag strip. What's going on out there?
It is the Nebraska Diesel Show.
Nebraska Diesel Show going on at the drag strip out here. Husker Diesel, a big event for them.
Yes, very big for Husker Diesel.
Erica, thanks so much for being a competitor and being a good sport. And maybe we'll see you again next year.
Good game.
Daddy, we have 2.5 minutes left. 2.5 minutes left in the contest. Coming up, we'll announce the winner of our Tri-City Storm season ticket. We're going to keep it here live until we bring it home. Who do we have in the lead? Daddy, give me some numbers because it looks like it's down to Pug and Eric. Rick Pinkston hung in there for a long time. He's still trying to put him down. He's put down 10 so far. He's starting number 11. Daddy, it looks like it's a two-man race.
You know, it is a two-man race right now. Both guys are on their 14th dog. Pug Bertrand has cut into that dog lead, and it just continues to gobble wiener here today.
And Brent Johnson has tapped out. Brent Johnson has tapped out of the competition. How many did we get over there?
About 10, Brent. Is that what we did? We got 10 down. So a great effort, Brent.
That's like a personal goal for a lot of these guys. If you can't win it, get to double digits, bow out gracefully. Daddy, I need to have your eye here when we get down to the last two. We have a minute and 40 seconds to go. It's come down to three-time champion Pug Bertrand. He stares at Eric Holen. Eric Holen stares at his hot dog, and he shoves it down his gullet. We're down to 90 seconds.
This is so Apollo Creed and Rocky in the middle of the ring.
Who's going to get up first? Daddy, if they both happen to stay on the canvas, then they're both out, and that means the defending champ would hold his crown. Can Eric hold on? We're down to a minute and 10 seconds to go as the crowd is rooting him on here at the Hilltop Mall. Thanks to all of our sponsors. And Rick Pinkston says, you know what, 10's enough.
It's deadlock tied. It's dead tied.
1 minute, Daddy. 1 minute to go. 1 minute. Whatever they finish, just like in New York, whatever they get in there and finish, I need your eye on them. You are the official judge. We are down to the final 45 seconds of the Dougie Daddy hot dog eating contest. Can Eric upset Pug? Can he knock him off his reign? Can Pug continue to put it down? Looks like Pug right now has about a quarter of a dog lead. Eric is tipping his hat a little bit. We are down to 30 seconds, Daddy. 30 seconds to go. Eric and Pug. Pug trying to be a four-time champion. Oh, it is neck and neck. He dips it in the ketchup. Eric throws down some water. Who's going to get this hot dog down? We've got 15 seconds. Daddy, I'm giving you the countdown. You tell me the winner. 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's over.
It was a winner for me. It was a tie for a minute until Pac had to take it out of his mouth. It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned here today. Eric Holland has unseated. This is an amazing finish. Well, we do have about a 5 minute waiting
period. Well, no, we just got to make sure that he gets it down. They got to get down what's in their mouth without a reversal. So it's like calf roping. You got to make sure that it stays tied for just long enough. They both shoved the hot dogs in, about a quarter of a dog at the very end, and it squirted out of Pug's jowls. But right now, Eric still has it in there. He's chewing, and he's trying to finish. This will be what it comes down to. If Eric Holland can finish this dog that he is trying to chomp down, maybe the toughest thing he's ever done in his life. I haven't seen anybody sweat this much since wedding day. Here we go. Eric's trying to hold it on. The sweat is here. He looks like he's in pain, Daddy.
He is in pain. I don't know whether to laugh or let him cry.
15 or 14? What was the official number here today?
15.
15 hot dogs. Pug Bertrand, 14 and 3 quarters. One of the closest, if not the closest finish. It is the closest finish. We've just went to the tape. The closest finish in Doug and Daddy hot dog competition history, if Eric can finish this hot dog. That's some big jaws to get that whole thing in there, Daddy. Daddy, you have the brother of Pug Bertrand standing by, who is not ashamed to say that he is Pug's brother.
No, right now, just your emotions right now. Obviously, a devastating loss for the whole team, Bertrand, but a great competition nonetheless.
Yeah, he done pretty good today. He had a good run going there. Got in that last dog there and had a little more in his mouth than what he thought he could handle, so he pulled her out. He just hoping that Eric maybe finds the bottom of that trash can.
Eric has stood up. He is still chewing because, again, they both tried to cram about a half of that Troutman's dog in as we got to the last 10 seconds because, of course, as the rules state, anything that's in your mouth that you can finish at the horn does count. And I would hate to see us get to a dog-off, Daddy. We had that last year between Kobayashi and Joey Chestnut, which Chestnut won. He's looking for some air. He's looking above. I think he's going to get it done. I think he's going to get it done. Can't say while we wait for that enough to Josh Jeldon, Todd Gatula, Matt Johnson, Rick Pinkston, Paul Baldwin, Erica Hardison, the Black Kobayashi, Sean Evans, Zach Whitlow, Chris Moore, Seymour, Brent Johnson, his son Caden Johnson, the three-time champion Pug Bertrand, and, of course, to Eric Holland, who was about ready to finish it up. We will talk with Eric here in just a moment. I don't want to go to a break and miss something here.
No, Daddy. You know what? I'm joined by the three-time former champ, pseudo speak, right now. Should Eric Holland not be able to get this? Pug, you gave it a great run today. Had about a dog lead on you there in the 11, 12, 13 range, but Jeremy will pull even. How'd you find the strength in the gut to do it?
Well, I was just watching him, and he was kind of hit, you know, the brick wall that everybody hits. I just kind of kept inching my way, and tied him, and then that last dog was absolute brutal for me and him.
You know, that last dog, when he took about two-thirds of it and got it in the mouth, and then you obviously had to respond and got about, I'm going to say 15, 16ths before Trovin had to come out to get that done. The feeling in the belly. He has just got it down, I think.
There it is.
Well, he's still.
It is official. The 2010 Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest champion, Eric Holland. But, Daddy, you still have Pug Bertrand over there with his thoughts.
Yeah, Pug, just seeing him across from you get that last bit, the 15th dog down, what was going through your mind?
What was going through my mind was, he's got to come back next year. I don't have to.
Daddy, find out from Pug what happened when he tried to shove the last hot dog in. And
was it just too much to handle, Pug?
It was a little too much, yeah. I thought I was going to lose everything on that deal. So.
We're good. We just lost part of it.
Yeah, we just lost part of it.
Has he ever felt like a reversal was coming in the 4 years?
Oh, not really, no.
So there
you
go.
Obviously, so many sponsors come with you today. I know you want to thank every one of them.
You know, I just feel bad for all the guys that made this whole thing possible for me. You know, Broadfoot Sand and Gravel, Aiden Plumbing, ET Home Improvement, Aaron Mosley Construction, Bertrand Construction, you know, all the guys back in the shop, you know, with Dairy Queen, you know, everybody just makes this whole thing possible.
NCPD.
NCPD, also one of the big sponsors, owner Chet Graham there.
Yeah, you know, he's also the mayor, so.
When we come back, Daddy, we're going to talk to the champion. We've got a new champion, the winner of the gold bucket. We will pass the trophy along. We've got a new winner in Eric Holland. We'll talk to him when we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.